The song you are hearing is called Spotlights, written by Josh North, a singer-songwriter who lives in Gig Harbor. The following interview with Josh is with Pam Beal and recorded by Louisa Beal.
I follow the spotlights, I search for it all night, I'm looking for something new.
Welcome today to the first Radio Tacoma music interview that we have done of a musician who has been played on our station since 2017. This is Josh North, formerly known as Joshua Turner, whose music, very lovely guitar and other kinds of music, we have played again since really we began the station. So Josh, we welcome you today. And we're so glad that you have shared your music with us. And we're so glad to get to talk with you today. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm honored to be here. I love your guys' station. You guys have just been great throughout the years coordinating with you guys. And it's so cool to hear one of my songs pop on your station. What a thrill that is. So a little bit about me is I have been a musician for, like 17 years. It's crazy to think it's almost been 20 years. I've been playing music. I went to music school and have a music background. I went to one school for singing and one school to study guitar. And then I've just been doing various types of music over the past 10 years or so, officially being a musical artist. And yeah, I've been in the Tacoma area. That's kind of where I heard of you guys. I actually heard of your radio station through a vocal student of mine named Sean Duncan. You guys, I believe, played his music at one point too. And he told me about you guys and I checked out the station. I thought, wow, this is cool. They play music I would have never heard otherwise. And I want to give just a little backstory on why I had to change my name. Yeah, my name I've battled this for my entire career because there's a country singer, a gospel country singer named Josh Turner. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him, but he's very successful. And my name would always get mixed up with his. Like, it would always get mixed up with his. And so I changed my name to Joshua W. Turner to try and get as far away from that as I could. And that seemed to solve the problem, but the people would forget to put W in when I do like interviews and stuff. They just put Joshua Turner, which is natural. The W just is kind of, you bypass it. And then it would just result back to finding results on Joshua or Josh Turner, the country singer. So I thought to myself, okay, with all the attempts to try and separate myself, I literally think I'm just going to have to change my last name. At least as an artist. And I chose Josh North to kind of, there's multiple meanings. One of them is we live in the Pacific Northwest. I'm a native in the Pacific Northwest. So Josh North also, True North is a Christian theme too. I'm also a Christian. So I thought it would be fitting. And after lots of research, no one else was using that name as a musical artist. So that's a little backstory on why I had to change my name.
Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. So yeah. You do live here in Tacoma.
I actually just moved across the bridge to Gig Harbor.
That's okay. That's still Pierce County.
Yeah. It's very close. I mean, strange. Like I'd probably say I'm about 20 minutes from you guys, but it literally seems like a completely different world over here. I've never known much of Gig Harbor, but we moved out here to me and my wife and my kids to help with a church plant out here. And I joined as the worship leader. So,
I'm just curious.
It's a church called Local Church, Gig Harbor.
I like that name.
Yeah. The pastor Jake is really big on just the community aspect and the fellowship, which is really cool because we were going to a Life Center before and we found like it was such a big church that you wouldn't really get to meet people face to face and fellowship and stuff. So this church is all about that. So we've been out here for about coming up on a month and a half, and yeah, we love it. We're happy to be back in Pierce County.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our brother, Louise and our sisters, our brother Joe is a pastor. He's a Lutheran pastor down in Lacey.
Oh, very cool. Very yeah. cool.
And he's got a small church. And, you know, most people want to make their churches bigger. And of course, they want to grow in some ways. But it is beautiful to have a small community church. And Louisa is part of the Friends, the Quakers.
Yep. I've heard it on your station. I've and that's how I recognize Louisa's voice, from her speaking of the Quakers from the station.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Louisa, did you want to say anything before I continue?
Well, being a Quaker, I should just maintain silence, I suppose.
There you go. Josh, we have a running joke on Radio Tacoma because occasionally we lose transmission for whatever reason. So we have come to call it the Quaker Hour.
Oh, yes. That's very fitting. That's very fitting. My yes. grandfather was a Quaker.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Your music sounds kind of Quakerish to me, I gotta say.
Oh, does it?
Yes, it's very calming. And I want to tell you that your song, Another Way, with the refrain, You're Gonna Be Okay, made a lot of difference to me during the early part of the pandemic. I really enjoyed that song. I would listen to it at night sometimes.
Yeah, I've got to agree. That one just, you know, got me right in my solar plexus.
Wow. That is amazing. That's exactly why I wrote it and recorded it before the pandemic, but it was exactly that reason, because sometimes I was thinking, like, sometimes you just need to hear You're Gonna Be Okay.
Yes. You know, I wouldn't have really guessed from your music that you were a Christian per se, but I can hear all those sorts of themes in there, like with Spotlights.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it, and that's kind of was my goal, is I wanted to write music that had the themes of my faith, but not necessarily categorize it as solely Christian. So that's what the whole collection that you guys have been playing is based on.
Yes. And you called that Eyes to Earth, but you've changed the name of that too, right?
Well, that was, that's another attempt to get away from the Josh Turner. So it's all the same music.
Okay.
It was Joshua W. Turner. Then I just rebranded it to Eyes to Earth. And I thought, well, you know, everybody's going to just think that's a band, but it's solely just me. So, oh my, the whole name thing. But yeah, bottom line is it was sent to you as Joshua W. Turner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you give us just an idea of where people can find your music? I want to talk to you about a lot of other things, but how can they find your music besides on our station?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a couple sites that you could go to. JoshNorth.com is under construction, but that will be the basis for everything. But that JoshNorth.com is a place. The best place to find all the songs that you're talking about is ReverbNation.com/Josh North. I'm also on SoundCloud.com, and that's Josh North Music, or joshnorth.bandcamp.com. But the best one to go to listen to the songs is ReverbNation.com/Josh North, while everything else is being set back up.
Great. We just, by the way, we've had a music director for about a half a year now, but we just got a new one. Our former music director moved down to Portland. Her name is Annie Applegate. So she might contact you at some time, too, about getting some of your information on the Radio Tacoma website.
Cool. Wow. That's great.
Now, you say that you are a solo artist, but I do know that you have done duets with, I think, your daughter and also one with your wife, right?
I've done duets with my wife. She sings on a lot of the songs, actually.
I thought so, right.
But, my sister-in-law was another one. Savannah Turner is who I did the song If You Follow with.
Ah, okay. So your wife is Erin?
Yeah, Erin is my wife.
Okay. Yes, I can hear her voice. But there were a couple of songs where I could tell that it said featuring Erin or Savannah.
Erin
was on the Never Will.
Yeah, Erin actually, I'll give you just kind of a little backstory of that song. Erin, she had a very strange and I guess I could say, unfortunate childhood when it came to her, her parents. But, I wanted to write a song. I actually had a dream of, just this beautiful female voice singing, "But You Never Will." And it was so beautiful in the dream. And I have lots of dreams. That's how a lot of my songs come. And I had that dream and I thought, okay, well, I want to take that. And I would love to hear, to see what my wife wrote down in regards to her father not being there for her. And that is, the lyrics to that was mainly her feelings on what she felt with her father not being there.
Oh, it's a great song. Very powerful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. And I just had her, I mean, I love her voice. She's got such a beautiful voice and, you know, I just wanted her to sing on it and see what came out. And, you know, that's kind of how Never Will came to be. It's kind of like I'm singing from the perspective of her father. She's singing from the perspective of herself.
I caught that. Yeah. And at first I thought it might be you and your daughter.
Oh, yeah. That would be a bummer.
Yeah, that would be a bummer. But at least I thought, well, they're talking.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. At least they're communicating.
Yeah. I think there's an Eddie Vedder song about that somewhere, too.
Oh, yeah.
But I was going to ask you, do you have a recording studio at your home or do you record elsewhere?
So a lot of my past recordings, I just recorded in bedrooms of my house or apartment. Of a lot of the songs that you were actually talking about, like such as Another Way and stuff like that, are all from, mainly they were just in bedrooms or closets. Yeah. So, and it's amazing what you can do with recording now, because I just have a home studio that's basically just a laptop, microphone, and then instruments that I have. So I do it all there. Right now, we've lived in a travel trailer for the past year because we were actually going to go on a music tour before the pandemic hit, and we bought a travel trailer to go and do that, but everything got canceled, and so we've just been living in a travel trailer for the past year. And we also have a pop-up camper, which I actually now use for recording and just music work and just work in general. It's actually Pastor Jake in my office that we both utilize. So I do all my recording in a pop-up camper now.
Wow. And the sound is good, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, you can, when you've been recording, you know, as long as I have, you kind of know how you can make something sound good. And a lot of it's just post-production too.
Ah, okay. Yeah. You know, we don't have a station. We're all virtual, but at one point we were thinking we would just get an RV to be the station.
Oh yeah. I mean, I definitely recommend it. It is very, you know, you'd be amazed on what can happen in just a little designated space. Doesn't have to be fancy.
Well, we might contact you to get some advice on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to say anything there, Louisa?
Oh, not quite yet. But you know, I do most of my podcasts and broadcasts and whatnot from my laptop in my bedroom. So there it is.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Would you like to play a new song for us or one of your songs for us?
Sure. Absolutely. I will play a new song. So the newest thing that I'm working on is actually a worship album. I've never made a worship album before. You know, I figured that I've written songs specifically geared towards my love of Jesus. And, you know, I feel now is a time to release those songs. So I'll play you a song, an unreleased song from what will be that album.
Okay.
And this song is called Never Seek, Never Know. Falling away from the earth, 'cause I can see what the Father's done.
taken me into his hands. He's risen up this broken path. Never seek, then you'll never know. If you never see, then you'll never know. Put faith in him while I'm torn apart. Broken in this broken heart. Where do I fall but to my knees? Jesus Christ can make you free. Prayers where to find him, prayers where to find him, it's true. And prayers where to find him, prayer is where to find him, it's true. Never seek, then you'll never know. Never see, then you'll never know. And you know where to find him, you know where to find him, you do. And you know where to find him, you know where to find him, you do. And you know where to find him, you know where to find him, you do. And you know where to find him, you know where to find him, you do.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Our brother went to a camp out on the peninsula called Miracle Ranch.
That is so funny. That's where local church meets.
Isn't that funny?
Yep.
Yeah. I went the next summer with him because I just wanted to ride horses.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That was the reason I went. And then, of course, you know. Yeah.
Very cool. Small world.
It is a small world. Yeah. So you probably have heard of Jack. Oh, I forget the guy's name who ran Miracle Ranch, who died actually during the pandemic, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. The man who started Miracle Ranch. Well, you meet there. That's very interesting. I'll have to let Joe know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So instruments that you use. One of the songs I loved that you wrote is an instrumental, Through the Woods.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That one was a guy, like maybe coming like 10 years ago, actually, a guy gave me a guitar. He was moving. He was my girlfriend at the time's roommate, and he just gave me a guitar. It's amazing what you can do just with an instrument that you haven't, that you're not familiar with. It just like, it's inspiring. And I just was picking around on it, and Through the Woods came out of that. And I remember playing it for my dad, and And there was a TV show that he's like, hey, that sounds like it could be on like Northwest Backroads or something. I think that was the name of the TV show. And I remember as I was, deciding, okay, I want to release this song and thinking of a name, I thought Through the Woods. It's kind of like a brisk walk through the woods.
That's really the case. Yeah, I schedule the climate talk hours that we have. Mm-hmm. And I often choose that song after the climate talk is over, because I just think it's so much. It sounds like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was kind of the goal, is just to kind of have like a woody type, relaxing, sound. And I've gotten some feedback from lots of people that that's what they listen to while walking through the woods. So it's perfect.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, are there songs that you, are your favorites that you have composed?
Well, one of them that really stood out is, you mentioned it before, is Spotlights. That the music for that song I wrote like all the way back in 2008. And, I just really like the, sparkle that song has with the instrumentation. And, you know, when it was time to kind of take that music and actually put lyrics to it, you know, I wanted to write a song about kind of stepping into confidence and stepping out of fear, and, you know, how that can be scary, how you can take us, you know, you can take those steps while being afraid, you know, take a deep breath and let go of regrets. You know, you're changing, you change through life. I wanted it to be, you know, inspiring for the listener to know that wherever you may be, you can take the step out of that place if you're not happy there. And, you know, Spotlights, you know, is another reference to God, you know, guiding you through.
Yes. And it's a nice metaphor, because it doesn't show you the whole way.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I actually never thought of that, but you're absolutely right. A spotlight will only show you so far.
Yeah. That's a good metaphor.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's one of my favorites.
What instruments do you play besides the guitar?
I play pretty much any instrument that you could find in like a rock band. So, you know, I can play drums, I can play guitar, I can play bass, and I can play piano. I do the piano on my recordings too. So how much skill I have on those things varies.
Well, I think your music is very well produced.
Oh, thank you.
Sounds very professional.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I and that, you know, there's a whole other thing too. It's like I can record something and transform it just within post-production. So that's where the music producer in me comes out. So with the music that I write and record, it's electric guitar, acoustic guitar, piano, and then some form of programmed drums, and I do bass on them too. So that's the majority of the song's instrumentations.
How do you classify your music, or do you?
I do. There was, you know, time being to where it's like, oh, I don't need to be put in a box, but I recognize like if you don't, you know, people are going to put you in a box, you know, and that's okay. You know, it's how you categorize like what type of music this is. So all the music from the past that I've done is I would definitely classify as just singer-songwriter, because that's pretty much what it is. You know, I sing my own songs, I songwrite them, and it's pretty intimate. So that would classify as singer-songwriter.
You know, and we here at Radio Tacoma do not have a music license. We almost got one, but then we decided there were some obstacles, and we realized we really wanted to play independent music that's produced locally. And it's, again, as you said, stuff you're not going to hear otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've been a listener of your station. The stuff that I've heard is, it's cool. It's inspiring because it is different. The only word I can think of is funky. You know, it's funky in the sense of like, you're not used to hearing this, and how cool for an artist to be able to take their art that can be broadcast and appreciated. And that's just really cool.
Do you have anything you'd like to add today?
I guess I would just like to thank you guys. You know, you guys, I've been in touch with you guys for a while. You know, you guys have been so kind and generous for playing my music. And, you know, I'm just really grateful, for that. I guess another thing that I would add is I do children's music as well. And I have a children's CD that has to do with, it's 10 songs about feelings. I was a preschool teacher for 7 years. So, I ended up writing a lot of children's songs, and that can be found at mrjosh.bandcamp.com. And then also I teach an online singing course. It's just a course that you can sign up for and go at your own pace. And that's simply singing.teachable.com.
Okay. Would you allow us maybe to air some of your children's songs?
Absolutely. Yeah. I could send you the whole album, and, if you guys feel
that. Oh, we would love that.
Yeah. Yeah. They're fun children's songs about feelings. So yeah, I'd be happy to send those to you after the interview.
Definitely. Do send it.
Yeah. Yes.
That absolutely would be great.
Yeah.
That sounds very cool.
Cool.
Well, I want to thank you very much. This has been a Radio Tacoma music interview with Josh North, formerly Joshua W. Turner. And as I mentioned earlier, Radio Tacoma has been playing Josh's music since 2017, and we have been very grateful for your kindness, too, in sharing it with us, Josh.
Absolutely. You guys are great. I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
There are many ways to connect with Josh's music. His main website is joshnorth.com. You can also find his music at reverbnation.com/joshnorth and soundcloud.com/joshnorth and joshnorth.bandcamp.com. You can find his children's music at Mr. Josh, that's MRJOSH, .bandcamp.com. And he has an online singing course at simplysinging.teachable.com. Many thanks to Josh for all the music he brings into our world.
Just now there's nothing left to lose. I'll walk into the fire. And burn away these old desires. Guide you through.
desire of stars.